With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Waiver Wire Week 17. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It's me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and it's Monday. You know what that means. It's time for the waiver wire. And of course, the best Christmas present that anyone could receive is a fantasy football championship. We've got one more week to get that. So we want our stockings to be full of championship hardware, rings, belts, all kinds of fun things like that. No coal. That's what we want. Of course, there are some names that still float around the waiver wire to possibly add to your rosters, whether or not we want to play them, when we want to block other people from adding them. That remains to be seen. To help me break it down is Andrew Erickson. AE's here today. That's right. Filling in for D-Bro, who's traveling with his kids. What a mensch. What a beautiful guy to hang out here with us on a Monday. And of course, back again from football guys, from Debbie Royale, Kevin Coleman, the recipient of the inaugural Mike Taglia Rising Star Award. You can follow him on the Twitter machine at DuBois_22. You must have been feeling pretty good there, Kev, about that Cowboy victory. It must have been a fun holiday around your house this weekend.
I'm used to them disappointing me over holidays, but so now I'm happy. I'm happy with it. But yeah, Eagles fans are kind of a breed on Twitter, so it's always fun when you get a little jab in them when you can.
That's right. That's right. All right, boys. So obviously, our sleeper waiver wire pickup of the week is who we're going to be targeting. And to be honest with you, it's the same dude from last week. It's Tyler Allgeier still.
Top waiver pickups.
You know why? Because he's still just rostered in 41% of leagues. And I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. It's time to acknowledge him. I feel like I'm in the bloodline here with Roman Reigns. I don't know why we haven't acknowledged this guy. He's gonna get run, but let's start with you, Erickson, because he's top of your board as well. So talk about Tyler Allgeier and what he brings to the table here in week 17, potentially for people who are looking for some RB help.
Yeah, well, I think that Allgeier is really kind of just fully taken over the Falcons backfield. We've seen it kind of be a split work the last couple weeks, but he's been getting the start over Cordarrelle Patterson. And then this past week, he really just kind of took it over fully, like 18 carries for 74 rushing yards. He had 4 catches on 5 targets for 43 yards, like the most targets we've seen from a Falcons running back since like last season, basically. They have not been involving the running backs in the passing game nearly as much as we hoped they would. But with Desmond Ridder at quarterback, we're starting to see that a little bit more. And Tyler Allgeier is the guy that is seeing the majority of opportunities, 64% opportunity share. And look, the final stat line for him, the yards were pretty good, but he didn't score. He still had 3 carries inside the 10-yard line. So he was getting all the goal line work. He wasn't able to punch it in. So in a much better matchup on paper against the Arizona Cardinals, who can be run on, versus a Baltimore Ravens defense that is much better against the run. I mean, Allgeier I had as a top 24 running back going into this week, I'm going to probably put him up as a top 20 running back because I feel like he is so clear and ahead operating in front of Cordarrelle Patterson. And now the matchup is even better. So I like Allgeier a lot, and he's worth going all in for if you need a running back to start this week.
Yeah. So we're not going to give you percentages here. This is the end of the year. So get who you need to get. It's emptying the clip time. Allgeier over the last two games, 35 carries, over 200 yards on the ground, Kevin. He's also got six targets, caught five of them for 40 yards. He has that one touchdown we talked about before. He has finished as RB7 and RB11 and half-point PBR. So Tyler Allgeier certainly looks like, as Erickson was alluding to, the guy in this backfield. How comfortable do you feel about not only adding him, but also playing him when a championship is on the line, Kev?
Yeah, I think you have to. I think it comes down to what Erickson talks about. Allgeier, 35 carries the last two games, and in Patterson, 22. So volume is where it's key, especially in these types of games, when you're just trying to get volume and production from your fantasy running backs. The running back position has been nasty this year. It's just, yep, just keep it as fair as it is. And if you're going to get volume and you can get a running back two number out of this, I think you have to. And we know how that offense works. It runs through the running backs, and Allgeier is going to get the heavy load, and you kind of lean on him. And we all need running back help. Look at some of these names on our list today. So if you're going to add, Allgeier seems as safe as possible in terms of just, hey, that solid running back 2-3. And if he gets a touchdown, then you're happy.
All right, Kev, let's stick with you here. Give me your number two pick. And I know it's somebody from the Carolina Panthers who ran amok against the Detroit Lions over the weekend.
Yeah, you know, I know he's rostered, but he's still not rostered in 40% of leagues around there. So like Chuba Hubbard, I think you have to kind of go in there and expect him to get some volume and some usage. And I think it's come down to Darnold. Darnold, you know, he's averaged 22 attempts. That's it the last per game since he got under center. So they're going to lean on there. And they basically 43 times, they've ran 43 or more times in three of the last four matchups with him under center. So you're going to see the workload. And Hubbard has seen that. He's carried 47 times since week 12. He's had, you know, he's been very efficient. So the big word for me with him has been very efficient when he's gotten it. He had 12 attempts for 125 yards this last week. So you see that. But I also think that I know Donta Foreman's there. And yeah, he had 21 times, 165 yards. But I think where you can lean with Hubbard if you have to start him is that he's the pass catching back there. So I think he has a safer floor than, you know, Foreman does. I mean, Foreman's going to get that usage on the ground. But you saw week 15, he had 57 receiving yards. So like Hubbard has that. So I would be less concerned about Hubbard in terms of like, you know, volatile usage or whatever, just because he has that pass catching upside and he's been efficient with the carries that he has gotten.
Yeah, before that game against Detroit, he had three targets in each of those games against Seattle, yeah, and Pittsburgh. They played Tampa this week. All right, Erickson, give me your number two RB to add this week for week 17 for the championship.
It's super gross, but Royce Freeman. Back-to-back okay. weeks where he's been the starter, he's played the most snaps, and he's gotten the most carries. I mean, he had 17 opportunities, you know, against the Titans. Like, he didn't do anything with them because it was the Titans defense that no one can run on, but this week he's playing Jacksonville. Like, they didn't do anything. The running backs of the Jets didn't do anything against Jacksonville last week, but we've seen Jacksonville get run over by a lot of different offenses this year. And the mm-hmm. Texans are a team that we expect them to get blown out in every week, and they don't. Like, they continue to just stick around and play somewhat competitively in games and sometimes come away with wins. So Royce Freeman, he's free. And if you need to start a running back that's going to see double-digit touches and have goal line opportunities, he's your guy. Like, and it's been back-to-back weeks where he's been the starter. So last week, yeah, I wasn't sure, okay, are they going to mix it up again? They're going to give it to Ungumbawale? They're going to give it to, you know, Rex Burkhead? No. Like, they went right back to Royce Freeman, who basically is just a worse version of Damian Pierce. Like, he's taken on that early down role. And, you know, we were starting Damian Pierce every week because of his role. Obviously, he was a better player than Royce Freeman. But look, you need an RB3. Royce Freeman's your guy.
All right, Kevin, back to you. Who is your number three RB and the last one to add for week 17?
Yeah, we're just going to get even more grosser, but Justin Jackson is a sleepy pick right now, I think, in my opinion, because Jamal Williams could be out. So now this is all predicated on Jamal Williams being out. We don't know for sure. He left with a leg injury in the second half and he didn't come back. But if he does, if Williams is out, they've shown that they like to use Jackson. Like, you see him kind of get there. If he can get 10 to 12 touches, they hate DeAndre Swift. So for whatever reason, the Lions just, the usage isn't there. Like, we got to, you know, I'm starting a free DeAndre Swift thing on Twitter just to get him out of there because I love the kid. But they don't like using him in that usage rate. And so if you're going to see, you know, him come in and maybe get 10 to 12 touches, so you're looking at Jackson, maybe getting I think he can get the red zone touches. And if you really are desperate and you're like, hey, I need it, you have some injuries, you know, we've seen the position. If you get 10 to 12 touches and you have that, like, that touchdown that you need, and Chicago allows the seventh most fantasy points to running backs, hey, that's not a bad swing for the fences. Hey, I need a touchdown here, and I need somebody at that position.
Okay, all right, back to you, Erickson. Is there another name at RB you feel is worthy of a stash, at least in week 17, maybe for yourself or so someone else can't have him just in case?
Yeah, I'm going back to this this Bears-Lions game that's coming up. So the Lions run defense, really.
Like only, what, 7,000 yards between these two teams the last time they played? And this one's going to be inside this week.
They were overdue for giving up yardage after just being like one of the best defenses against running backs basically since like the middle of the year. And then it all just came crumbling down against the Panthers.
Apart.
So, I'm gonna chase that. You know, we saw two running backs for the Carolina Panthers be productive. So why can't two Bears running backs be productive against the same Lions defense? Going back to Khalil Herbert here. Now, he had his first game back from injured reserve, didn't do much, but he still played 41% of the snaps. Not really. And it wasn't a case of, oh, he came in at the end of the game during garbage time, et cetera. No, like he was in there during with Justin Fields as the starter. And we've seen Khalil Herbert be an explosive running back. So I think another week coming back from the injured reserve, he has a good matchup here against the Lions. I think Khalil Herbert can break off a big run as a flex play, as a deeper running back play. Or if you're playing in week 18, if we see his role expand, Montgomery gets an injury, I think Herbert is a good stash to add right now.
Okay. Any other RBs, Erickson, for you that you think are just floating around, you're in deeper leagues that are worth a stash this week?
Not really. I mean, you just got to pay attention to the injury report. The only thing with Justin Jackson that has me concerned is I feel like they might activate Craig Reynolds. And then it's just like another like three-way committee again. And I'm just like, well, it's not DeAndre Swift. So like that. So it's just super frustrating. But I definitely get the matchup play. And Justin Jackson has been good with his opportunities here. But yeah, running back, there isn't really any two obvious names besides the guys we named.
All right. Before we move on to the next grouping here, I just want to remind everybody, don't forget my playbook has got a lot of tools still available for you. The top available tool that is out there for you at fantasypros.com/myplaybook. Sync your league. It's free. You can see which unrostered players the experts like most for your league. It's called Top Available, and it's a free tool with my playbook. So download the app. You could use that one. Let's get to the wide receivers. And let's start with you, Andrew Erickson, this time around. Let's go with your top wide receiver ad of the week. Who is it?
Yeah, I'm going with Romeo Doubs here. We saw the injury with Christian Watson, so he didn't play in the second half. He said he was fine after the game and that he was going to be okay, but players say that all the time. So until like we finally see him like get back out there, be healthy, you know, I'm somewhat skeptical of, okay, is he going to be 100%? We see Romeo Doubs. He saw his role expand substantially after his first week back from the injured reserve. He had 6 targets this past week. So I think Doubs, he saw his routes increase last week without Watson in the lineup. And I know that Lazard saw the most targets last week, but I do think that Doubs, we've seen him have splash weeks and they're playing the Minnesota Vikings. Like it's a great matchup on paper. Doubs has had a very high target rate, even when he has been playing a full snap share. Rodgers is looking for him constantly. So I think that Doubs is a good plug and play option, especially if Watson cannot play in week 17.
Yeah, no update here on the hip injury of Christian Watson.
Yeah, it was a hip injury. Okay.
It was a hip injury. It limited him. He was questionable to return, and then they just ruled him out, and he wasn't going to return. So, dicey situation for him, certainly, this week. That makes him a tough start, because even if you do start him, you're worried, is he going to come out of the game because of, you know, an injury? That's certainly something to be concerned with. Kevin Coleman, your thoughts here on who to add a wide receiver in week 17?
Yeah, my number one is if you don't have Jahan Dotson, you got to go get him. I mean, he's had at least 6 targets, and he scored in his third straight game. He has 6 catches and 76 yards and touchdowns against the Niners. And I know that the matchup kind of worries some people. I've seen some people talk about going against Cleveland. But I think with Dotson, and Derek Brown pointed this out too, is that when you looked at him, he's been running most of his routes, almost half of his routes from the slot now. So he's kind of moved over in that slot position. He's going to go up against Jimmy Ward, and Jimmy Ward has not been able to stop anybody. Like, he is not in that position when you're looking at it defensively. Like, he hasn't been able to do it. So I think you have to start Dotson. Like, Dotson's a guy, he's still available in like 30% of leagues on sleeper when you're looking at it. Like, I think he's an interesting flex. He's averaged at least 16 fantasy points in PPR leagues. Like, he's had a touchdown, and McLaurin draws a lot of that defensive pressure when we look at what he's been able to do. So give me Dotson. I mean, Dotson also, when you're looking at his, I think he had 50% zone, red zone target share as well. Like, he's going to score a touchdown. He's shown that the last 3 weeks. So I'm all in on Jahan Dotson.
It's amazing. In 9 games, he's got just 23 catches, but he's got 6 touchdowns. I mean, that's pretty insane when you think about it. That's an unbelievable efficiency metric for sure. All right. Now back to you, Andrew. Wide receiver, who you want to add week 17?
I'm looking at this Giants receiving number or receiving corps, and I'm looking at Richie James Jr. So last week, he led the Giants in targets, receptions, receiving yards. 29% target share, 12 targets, 8 catches for 90 yards. And the reason I'm putting him ahead of Isaiah Hodgins, who we're also going to talk about as well.
Well, I'll talk about him now. Let's talk about him as a group, because I know that Kevin's got him on his list too.
Well, I'm just looking specifically at, okay, they're playing the Colts in week 17. The Colts have been getting absolutely destroyed in the slot. We're going to see Keenan Allen tonight basically go off because Kenny Moore has been hurt. And since Kenny Moore has left the lineup, the Colts have just been absolutely destroyed from the slot. So if I'm assuming Kenny Moore continues to miss games, I think it's Richie James that has the bigger impact. Although Isaiah Hodgins has been the one that's been catching the touchdowns over the last couple of weeks.
All right. So that's a good breakdown there between those two Giants wide receivers who are going to be very popular. Richie James is 3% rostered. Isaiah Hodgins, 7% rostered. I know you've got Hodgins and James on your list too, but you've got Hodgins ahead of Richie James, Kevin. So let's talk about your reasons why.
Yeah. You know, when you're looking at it, like to me, it just comes down to this is going to be interesting to watch. They're both not going to do anything, but to me, like
all the really, Darius Slayton. Yeah.
It's just going to be Darius Slayton all day. And then Daniel Jones is going to run some in. But I think when you're looking at it, like Hodgins since week 12, he's had that target share that you kind of like. You like that end zone target share as well. Like he's getting in there almost one per game. Like he's going to get it there. And I do think that his two top 24 fantasy weeks, to me, Hodgins just represents kind of, I think, a safer floor for me. So if you're looking for that kind of flex play that you can kind of get in there, you've seen the targets. And so and I know Richie James and Erickson brings up a very good point about slot where they're going at and their matchup. So I do like that. But you know, 8 of 11 targets last game, 89 yards. Like for me, it's just the safer play, I think, is Hodgins. I think the ceiling play would be Richie James.
Okay. Let's move on to the last guy then on your list, number 4, Erickson at wide receiver. Who is it?
I'm looking at Greg Dortch. Played last night and had a surprisingly very large role after kind of seeing the bench ever since Marquise Brown, DeAndre Hopkins kind of came back into the fold in the Cardinals passing game. But we saw Marquise Brown, he entered this game with a groin injury, so we weren't sure if that limited him. We saw Greg Dortch actually run more routes than Marquise Brown last night. And I mean, every time Greg Dortch has been playing a full-time role, the dude just wakes up, gets 10 targets and catches 9 of them. Like
he does, man. Hard to argue. Yeah.
That's basically what he's been doing anytime he's had a full-time role. And if last night is any indication that they want to move forward with him as their full-time slot receiver, using less of AJ Green and using Marquise Brown more on the outside, then he's a guy that I want to pick up and start this week against the Atlanta Falcons. Like he's not going to grab AJ Terrell in coverage because he's going to be operating from the slot. And whether it's Colt McCoy, whether it's Trace McSorley, like he's the underneath guy that just gets peppered with volume, and he's been efficient with his volume. So Greg Dortch for me, especially in full PPR formats, you just pick him up, start him as your wide receiver 3.
Yep. Available in basically 90% of sleeper leagues right now. Kevin, you mentioned Dotson. You mentioned the Giants guys. I know there's one more guy on your list. Who is it?
Yeah, this is one of those, like, you don't chase last week's points, but I'm still gonna because it's week 17 and it doesn't matter. Like when you're looking at it, like if you need a receiver, you know, Kendrick Bourne, he led the Pats with 9 targets. You know, he had the Patriots, he did 100 yards. And I think the question is, he had his first touchdown, is if Devontae Parker's not going to play with his concussion and Nelson Aguilar just hasn't played well. So you're looking at that. I think it's possible Bourne could be pretty good, like a 1A, 1B to Myers in that situation there. He has a pretty good matchup against Miami. I think that defense is, you know, when you're looking at what they've given up the last few weeks, and I think that, you know, Jones could definitely key and target him. And if he gets 8 or 9 targets again, you're happy probably with the production that he has. So again, at this point of the season, you're just looking for, hey, what are the targets going to be? He could be the leading target getter on this team. And I know the offense has not been amazing, overall, if you're looking for a plug and play guy at this point with target availability, I'll take a shot on Kendrick Bourne.
And don't forget, everybody, if you've got multiple teams that are out there fighting for a championship, you could see all the top free agents, just like some of the guys we're talking about here at RB and wide receiver. And then we're available in all your leagues with the free agent finder over at fantasypros.com/myplaybook. So again, my playbook's still there for you. Sync your league for free, get a little taste if you haven't used the tools, because this is championship time. So use the free agent finder, use the top available, use these tools to help you be successful. And speaking of successful, I know it was a tough break for Christian Watson with his injury, but he's been pretty successful as a rookie this year. We're giving away that jersey. You have until New Year's Eve to get it. Go to fantasypros.com/contest to enter today. Remember, you drop a review of the podcast wherever you get your pods. So head to Apple Podcast or wherever, drop your review of the show, screenshot that bad boy, and then go over to fantasypros.com/contest, and you can win the Christian Watson jersey. Thanks to our good pals at pristineauction.com. And don't forget, if you want more entries into the contest, follow us on the Twitter machine, on Instagram, and on the TikTok, where Andrew Erickson is famous, and you get an opportunity for all of that. Let's go to the next position here. And obviously, it is the quarterback position. So, Kevin, let's go first on this one. Who's a streaming QB? I know, especially in Superflex leagues, everyone's desperate for some QB help there. It is scratching and clawing to the end of this line for Superflex formats. What are your thoughts on a quarterback that's worthy of adding for you right now?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the guy that I had last week. I wrote a big column for my site, and we were talking about, I think Gardner Minshew, you got to put him in. I mean, I talked to him as kind of my guy that you have to fill in. He was QB5, you know, last week. And the thing about Gardner, like, he didn't have an amazing, he had two interceptions, but he had two touchdowns. He had that rushing touchdown you saw. I think the biggest thing is, you know, that offense is going to do the work for him. And I think the talent around there, Dallas Goedert coming back, I think was huge. And when you're looking at it, he put up a top five quarterback week. I think in week 17, he's got New Orleans Saints, and it could be a challenging defense. I know they only give up 15 fantasy points per game to quarterbacks, but when you're looking at it, like, he doesn't have to be stellar to put up 20 points in his fantasy league, just with the weapons around them. And I think that rushing upside too in the red zone, if they get into that, the quarterback sneak, that's almost unstoppable. It's crazy when I watch it. It drives me crazy as a Cowboy fan. But I mean, when you're looking at him, like, he's still available in almost 90% of leagues in sleeper. Like, if you can grab him and plug and play him, I think you're comfortable with him, especially in Superflex. Like, could you imagine having him and another quarterback, especially that you just picked up on the waiver wire? You won last week. You're in the championship because of Gardner.
Yeah. Yeah. The Eagles didn't win, but Gardner Minshew certainly got you there. I mean, I'm in a Superflex League too, where my the other team that I'm going to be playing in the finals, another great analyst, Adam Ronis, he had Gardner Minshew. I'm looking at it right now, 24.7 points over on Sleeper. That's what he had. Carried him to the finals now. All right. Give me another quarterback that needs to be added in leagues. Andrew Erickson, who is it?
Going back to Brock Purdy, you want to just lock in 16 points? There you go. Like, that's what Brock Purdy does every week. He throws two touchdowns, doesn't throw a lot, but he's efficient because he has just so many weapons. And this is arguably probably his best matchup he has as of late in the last couple of games. I mean, he's facing the Raiders. So It's a great matchup on paper. Their defense can't stop anybody through the air, on the ground. So he's going to be efficient once again. Yes, he has a limited ceiling just because of, you know, his profile as a player and what they do in that offense, but he's going to give you a solid floor. And I think as a QB2, I think that's fine. But just keep in mind, like, he's not the ceiling play. He is a floor play, but a good one in that.
All right, let's get to the tight end position here. Erickson, who's a good streaming tight end option for you potentially in week 17?
Yeah, I'm looking at Logan Thomas here for the Washington Commanders. Now, Logan Thomas has basically done literally nothing all year long until this past week where we saw him get 8 targets, 6 of which came in when Carson Wentz came in the game. Like, immediately Carson Wentz came in the game, it was immediately peppering Logan Thomas with targets left and right. So if the Washington Commanders decide to go with Carson Wentz, which we're still not sure what they're going to do at the quarterback position, I mean, the reason they made the switch was because Wentz was turning the ball over like a freaking crazy man, and now Heineke's doing the same thing. So it's like, well, we might as well just put the better guy out there who's also turning the ball over than the guy that's turning the ball over that's just not nearly as talented. So I think Wentz will ultimately get the start here. I think that bodes well for Logan Thomas, who also ran a route on 89% of the dropbacks for the Commanders, which is by far his best usage of the season. So Logan Thomas, I know it's been a tough 16 weeks for him, but I would go back to him in week 17 if you need a tight end streamer.
All right, who are you streaming at tight end this week, Kevin?
Yeah, I want to have some fun with this one. I think there's a guy out there that if you really need a position here, Tyler Conklin from the Jets, and I know it's gross because it's the Jets and CJ Uzuma's there and has all these things, but you know what? He looked good. He led the team in targets and reception, which wasn't good. Like, receiving yards last week, yeah, I know, like, when you're looking at the numbers overall, you see it. They had 34 yards. He had 4 catches. But if you look at his game log and look at his targets the last 4 games, like, he has, you know, 21 targets almost the last 4 games. So you're looking at it, he had 8 against Buffalo, Minnesota 7, Jacksonville 4. He's playing a team. His matchup is fun. That's what I like about his matchup here. The Seattle is a defense allowing the second most fantasy points of tight ends this year. Conklin is a pretty fun streaming option here if you need it. And you're going to add him and go on there. He's looking for a touchdown there. But I think if Zach Wilson does play or whatever the heck's going on with the quarterback position there, like, I think Conklin, it becomes kind of an interesting play because it looks like he's been targeted.
Okay. Continuing on here, let's talk about the defenses. Kevin, who's a defense you think is worthy of streaming this week in week 17? If you've been playing the Russian roulette of streaming defense, you've gotten this far, you got one more in you, who's the defense you want?
Yeah, I'm just going to take the Chargers. You know when they're looking at what they're playing
against the juggernaut Rams offense that put up 51 on Christmas, that Rams team.
I know. Wow. I know. And this is why I think they're going to be available because, you know, look at that. Baker's coming back, right? I think when you're looking at it, they're the most sacked team. The Rams are still the most sacked team. The offensive line is still not very good. And the Broncos, everybody should know, they've done. They quit. They're just they're ready for the offseason, whatever that's going to look like. And I think that's part of that, what happened there. So I think it's an interesting play when you're looking at the second most intercepted team too. I know Mayfield has that, but Mayfield's due for a couple of those throws where, hey, you can maybe get a pick six, you get those interception points. And I do think the sacks too. Like, I think it's an interesting play. If you're streaming defenses, I don't think it's a terrible play.
Okay. Erickson, how about you? Who's the defense worthy of streaming this week?
I like the Jaguars. Saw them pop off a big game last week against the Jets. This week they get the Texans. I think it's kind of the same process. They're a team that can get after and create turnovers. They've created a lot of turnovers the last couple of weeks against Dallas, against the Jets. So I think against the Texans, I think it's just another good matchup for them.
Okay, Kevin, let's talk about your top five overall guys to add this week for those people who still have waivers running. Now there's only two teams that really should be allowed to be running waivers at this point in time. So who would your top five be?
Yeah, I mean, I think Algier's got to be one. If you're out there and you're like, hey, I need to add someone for sure, I think it's him and Dotson at two, especially with, like we talked about, the red zone targets, receiving, everything there. After that, kind of a tier break, I'd put Chuba there. At, you know, where are you going to go with Hubbard? Like, how comfortable you feel with Foreman? Richie James probably at four, just based on what Erickson talked about too, about the slot, mm-hmm. especially that defensive matchup. And I'm going to put Gardner in there just because if you are in a super flex league or whatever, if you're out there and you've been streaming quarterbacks and he's still available, I still think he's a top five guy just with the fantasy points he's going to put up in that offense.
All right. So Kevin has Algier, Dotson, Hubbard, James, and Minshew. How do you feel about that order, Erickson? Is that your same order? You have any guys you like to move around from one through five?
No, I mean, I'm pretty lockstep with that overall five. I think the only one that I would put ahead of Richie James, like Romeo Doubs, I think that he's kind of like the shoe for the moon play. Like, obviously we don't know at this time on Monday, you know, is Watson going to play? You're going to have to pick him up without still knowing. But if Watson doesn't play and you have Doubs against the Minnesota Vikings, he would be my number one wide receiver that I'd want to play because I would have the most confidence about him with Rodgers in a positive matchup going into week 17 as a start. Whereas, look, these Giants receivers, they all look pretty good on paper, but it's like chances are they're all not going to hit like they did last week. Probably only one's going to hit and you are playing a little bit of roulette between Darius Slayton, Richie James, and Isaiah Hodgins. Whereas Doubs, he has been consistent, and they have been peppering him with targets since he came back from his injury.
All right. We're not going to do keep or drop because it doesn't matter. You got to get the guys you need at this point. It's week 17. We're over it. So we're going to skip right to your questions from our Discord, fantasypros.com/chat. Free to join. But once again, if you're a premium member, you get access to amazing things like stages, AMAs, and a whole lot more.
Let's dig into the listener mailbag.
We've got one from Gibraltar. With Hurts out again, possibly this week, do I roll with Goff or Rodgers off the waiver wire? Great question, because Goff is back home and Jared Goff is an indoor cat. He's taking on the Bears. And then you've got Aaron Rodgers at home against the Minnesota Vikings. You can throw on all day. Granted, Watson being out, that could be a tricky sticking point there. But who would you play here between these two, Goff or Rodgers, for all the marbles if you don't have Hurts? Erickson, you first.
I'm probably going to play Jared Goff. You know, he was good last week statistically, even on the road, and he's back at home where he leads the NFL in passing touchdowns per game. Give me Goff. Goff has been better all year. Like, just looking at the whole sample of the year, Goff has been the much better fantasy asset. So I would rather roll the dice with him than Rodgers.
It's not a bro question. I get it. Like, I think, you know, looking at, especially when you watch Daniel Jones throw all over the Minnesota Vikings and the Vikings giving up yards everywhere. I get that. I'm with you. It's Jared Goff for me too. Kev, you want to clean sweep this bad boy?
Yeah, I'm going to go there too. Goff is actually safer in a weird way. I can't believe I just said that out of my mouth. But he to me,
it's 2022, man. We got another week or so with this. And after that, it's a fresh start.
I feel like I'm losing my mind this year. But no, I think Goff is a safer play here. I think that when you're looking at him, I think he's more of a high end quarterback here in this, again, that offense. And yeah, he's at home, right? So, So if he's at home, I'm taking him all day. Like, I'll take
home against the Bears.
And I do think when you're looking at that offense, even like Rodgers this last week, he looked okay. But even then, there's still something wrong in that system. And they're using Dylan in those different ways in the red zone. The red zone offense has not looked efficient. Like, give me Goff, especially because they need to get this game too.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. So 3 for 3 on Jared Goff. So I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday and enjoyed all the holiday season. We've got 1 week left to get championships. We'll be back tomorrow with another podcast. Don't forget, follow Kevin Coleman on the Twitter machine at @DuBois_22. Check out his great work at Football Guys and Debbie Royale. Go win yourself a Christian Watson jersey at fantasypros.com/contest and go download my playbook or go to fantasypros.com/myplaybook. Use the free agent finder. Use the top available tool. Use these free tools to help add the right players to all of your teams that are fighting for fantasy glory, because we're helping you fight for it too. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Kevin and Andrew, I'm Joey P. Happy holidays, everybody. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Fire the grill and fire up the party. Get the Weber Searwood Pellet Grill. Smoke, roast, and sear on the same grill. Go from low and slow on smoke boost mode at 180 degrees all the way to high heat sear at 600 degrees. It's got a full grate sear zone so you can put more food on the flame. Food will look as good as it tastes. This grill is hot in 15 minutes and cleanup is easy. You can also add a heavy-duty rotisserie or rust-resistant griddle insert to up your game. Get fired up for your new Weber Searwood Pellet Grill.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.